I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America. And that's not hyperbole. I'm not joking about that, as you know. And I want to say up front, and the management here understands, and I'm proud of them, I'm a union guy. And I tell you what, I made it real clear. The reason I'm the most pro-union president in American history is because you're the single best workers in the world. Not a joke. You know, a lot of people think that you just show up and you got a job. How about those 3, 4, 5 years sometimes of apprentice work that you're in fact getting full pay? It's like going back to school. And so what I've seen happen now is they're figuring out, everybody's figuring out that the supply chain and only on-time purchases is a big problem. Now we're figuring it out. If it's made in America, we're going to invent it in America, it's made in America. And we all know it's been 4 or 5 years in this country, the last 4 or 5, a lot of things have been tough for people. A lot of things have been tough, and they're still tough for many. There's also a bright spot where America is reasserting its power, where America is reasserting, and Americans are reasserting themselves. Where is it written, as I said, that America can't lead the world in manufacturing again? We've already created over 638,000 manufacturing jobs just since I've been president, because we're making it happen right here in America. Companies are investing in America, and we're all making sure government delivers. The infrastructure law, the CHIPS and Science Act. I don't know about you, but as my dad used to say, people just are worrying about putting 3 squares on the table every day and not having to deal with all the politics that are going on and so who should know the names of these pieces of legislation? But we made historic government investment in America and spurring incredible private sector investment in America. All across America, we're proving made in America isn't just a slogan, it's a reality. We're proving that our best days are ahead of us, not behind us. Just look at today's jobs report. Our economy created 263,000 jobs last month. That's 10 million jobs since I've come into office. That's the fastest job growth at any point of any president in all of American history. Historic progress. The unemployment rate remains at a historic low, 3.5% unemployment. That includes the lowest unemployment among Hispanic Americans ever in the history of this country, the second lowest employment among Black teenagers ever. And this recovery has been the fastest increase of people reentering the workforce of any modern economic recovery. But there's something else. Our job market continues to show resilience as we navigate through this economic transition we're in. For some time, I've been saying that what we need to do in this transition, we have to move from historically strong economic recovery to a more steady, stable recovery. We need to bring inflation down without giving up all the historic economic progress that working class and middle class people have made. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Over the past 4 months, we've created an average of 350,000 jobs a month. That's down from the 450,000 jobs a month prior to the prior 4 months, and down from the 600,000 jobs a month to the 4 months before that. The pace of job growth is cooling while still powering our recovery forward. Wage growth for workers remains solid, down from historic high pace months ago, but still growing for workers who deserve a raise. And this is the progress we need to see. In the short term, a transition to a more stable growth that continues to deliver for workers and families while bringing inflation down. In the long term, the economy built on a firmer foundation. We still have a lot of work to do. But we're building a different economy than before, a better one, a stronger one, not trickle-down economy. That never helped my family very much in Claymont, trickle-down. This is an economy building from the middle out and the bottom up, not from the top down. And when that happens, everyone does well. The poor have a ladder up, the middle class do well, and the wealthy do very well. They're not hurt at all. That's an economic vision I offered to America when I ran, and I'm pushing on. And that's what I want to talk about today, and how we have our Republican colleagues have a very different view. And I know many of you are probably Republicans, but many of my Republican friends are basically arguing that good news for the economy is bad news for America. That's if they're rooting for fewer jobs and lower wages. It's all part of this trickle-down mentality that says it doesn't matter what's happening on Main Street. What really matters is what's happening on Wall Street. If Wall Street's doing well, everybody's doing well. Well, I noticed that the previous 4 years we weren't doing that well, and Wall Street was doing well, and then took a tumble. That's not my plan. We can continue to grow our economy in a stable and sustainable way. We can build on an economy that works for everyone. Today, we're going to do something that our Republican colleagues in the Congress don't want us to do. They love to attack the Democrats. They say for what we've done. But they really don't want to see what their plan is. I doubt any of you can tell me what the Republican reelection plan is this time out. What's their platform if they take control of Congress? Let's start with inflation. Let me tell you how I think about it. I think about it the way my dad used to talk about it. My dad was a well-read guy. His greatest regret, he never went to college, had to leave Scranton because when coal died, everything died with it, and we moved down to Claymont, Delaware, a little steel town at the time. But it's the way most people at home deal with these things. You talk about around the kitchen table. Do we have enough money to cover all the bills for the month and all the necessities that aren't regular bills? And if we do that, do we have a little bit of breathing room, my dad used to say? Just a little bit of breathing room after that's done. We don't have to worry. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Give families a little bit of breathing room. And that's what we've done. We passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which the name doesn't matter a lot to people, but it's going to give them a little bit more breathing room.
I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.